Now, Bahraini regime forces have attacked protesters in several villages as they were holding anti-regime marches. The protests were held in villages including Buri, Karzakan and Sitra. The demonstrators condemned the regime's crackdown on demonstrations and slammed the arrests of activists. They also chanted slogans in solidarity with dissent in neighboring Saudi Arabia. In Sitra, protesters held a symbolic funeral ceremony for the people recently killed in a crackdown by Saudi forces in Awamiya in Qatif region. Joining us on the line from the Bahraini capital, Manama, is Nabil Rajab. He's a human rights activist. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Rajab. Now, as these protests continue in Bahrain, and of course the brutal repression of it that comes with it, the Bahraini regime has been trying concertedly to portray to the outside world that everything is okay in Bahrain. And let's not forget, through the parliamentary elections that were held, through the announcement of a permanent British naval base there now. What do you make of it?
Well, first of all, I have to tell you, an hour from now, there's going to be a huge protest. We expect around 200,000 people to take part of this protest. 200,000, which means one-third of Bahraini population coming out to oppose the government policy, to oppose the sham election and parliament, to oppose the discrimination that's been practiced against the majority population, to protest against the systematic torture being practiced against prisoners, and asking for the release of all political prisoners. Whatever government tried to present and try to mislead the international opinion, our existence in the street shows the reality and the truth. We coming out in the street an hour and a half from now will show the world that this government does not have a popular majority, a popular legitimacy from people. People are opposing the government policy. Government does not respect the human rights. Unfortunately, UK government tried to help Bahrain government in misleading the international community and public opinion. But the reality, we are in the streets, we're going to show the reality. Government could not stop the protest. Government could not stop our revolution that started in 2011. Till today, a lot of people, tens of people were killed. Thousands of people being detained. Thousands of people being sent to exile and gone, left the country. Thousands of people being tortured and wounded. But our people are still in the street fighting for democracy, justice, and human rights. Whatever the government of Bahrain tried to show the international community or try to mislead the public opinion, the reality people will see by their own eyes today. And I'm urging you to cover those protests to show the international community how much of our nation are in the streets an hour and a half from now.
Well, Mr. Rajab, over the course of this protest movement, we've also seen the Bahrainis hold solidarity protests with those people who are being suppressed and repressed in Saudi Arabia. What is this affinity between the people of Bahrain and Saudi Arabia?
Well, first of all, we were one nation one day. We are the Bahraini indigenous population. And the people living in the southern part of the Saudis, we have a lot of things in common. We are in one nation. We used to be the bigger Bahrain once upon a time. But the colonialism has divided our nation and our countries into two countries. We are very much in common. We are all marginalized by the ruling families ruling our country. We've been all marginalized and discriminated against on this nation. Our most of the political prisoners in Bahrain or in Saudi, they come from this part of the country. We've been marginalized. We've been a lot of people being sentenced to life, imprisonment, torture. So we have a lot of things in common. The reason why the Saudis are being targeted because they have stand with us when we started the revolution in Bahrain. That's why it is a moral obligation now to stand with them when they are in the problem. Government of Saudi and government of Bahrain does not respect us because of the sectarian background where we come from. We are the indigenous population of this country, but we've been treated like a third or fourth class citizen. We don't accept that. We have not accepted that before. We have paid a lot of a price. Through the tens of years, we have paid a lot of price, a lot of cost, because of the policies of those ruling family. But we will not stop, but we continue to fight for our rights and for equality and justice in this part of the world.
All right, that's a human rights activist, Nabil Rajab, speaking to us from the Bahraini capital, Manama. Mr. Rajab, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.